Up next, a local newscast for the North Shore from MSO News Sports. Also available on our North Shore Today post, as well as additional information. Get connected to the North Shore through MSONewsSports.com.
This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 13, 2017. On this date, in 1930, Clyde W. Tombaugh announced the discovery of the planet Pluto. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, in Peabody, parking downtown could get a whole lot simpler under a plan proposed by Mayor Ted Betancourt. The mayor wants to reduce parking requirements for apartments or condos in central business districts and allow residents to park overnight for a fee in municipal lots. He's quoted as saying, I do believe this is the next important step for us to take to revitalize our downtown. Peabody Main Streets has worked with the city to draft the proposed changes after reviewing parking issues and researching similar-sized communities with successful downtowns. Betancourt named off Beverly, Salem, Danvers, Gloucester, Wakefield, and Melrose as examples. More on this story in today's Salem News, written by John Castelluccio. The city of Lynn has two big events scheduled this week, both on the same day. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, for the past week, we've been covering Tuesday's election vote coming up this week in Lynn. But there's also something coming up this Tuesday in Lynn, the blizzard. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that after months of campaigning, it all comes down to the vote on Tuesday. The March 14 special election has pit Protect Our Reservoir, Preserve Pine Grove, which opposes the $188.5 million project to build two new middle schools in Lynn, against those proponents such as parents, teachers, city officials, who say the more than 100-year-old Pickering Middle School should be replaced. Now, as a powerful nor'easter threatens to shut down the region on Tuesday with more than a foot of snow, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy is considering postponing the election. The city's solicitor office will consult with the election division of the Massachusetts State Secretary of State's office during the day today to make a decision by 5 o'clock Monday afternoon. On Friday, Brian McNiff, a spokesman for the Secretary of State William Galvin's office, said that if the city wants to reschedule the vote due to inclement weather, they would have to appear before a judge this morning to make that request. If approved, the Pickering School would be replaced with a school on Parkland Avenue near the Pine Grove Cemetery that would house 652 students. A larger second school for 1,008 students would be built on McManus Field on Commercial Street near Lynn Tech. Property owners will be responsible for an estimated $91.4 million, or 51.5% of the total $188.5 million project cost. The city said the average homeowner will pay an additional $200 in taxes per year for 25 years. The rest of the cost would be paid for by the Massachusetts School Building Authority, a quasi-public agency that funds school construction. There is much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Very good, Bill. Thank you, sir. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, anti-Semitic bomb threats affected 8 states last Tuesday, including Massachusetts and one Canadian province, leading a local Jewish community center and police department to increase security and awareness. Last week marked the 6th wave of anti-Semitic bomb threats this year, according to Robert Treston, regional director of the Anti-Defamation League. In Massachusetts, there were 3 on Tuesday, 1 at the ADL New England regional office in Boston, where Treston works, and 2 at Jewish day schools in Framingham and Newton. Other states affected were Alabama, Florida, Illinois, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, and Ontario, Canada, according to Treston. Overall, Treston said there have been 140 bomb threats against 110 institutions throughout some 36 states since January. He said the threats are predominantly by phone with some email. He said the ADL in Boston received a threat by phone, but he didn't take the call. Martin Schneer, executive director of the JCC of the North Shore based in Marblehead, said that organization has not received a threat so far. Schneer said the organization is constantly on top of what's happening and has a good relationship with local police. Last Thursday, he was about to step into another meeting with Marblehead Police. More on this story written by Gayla Colley on itemlive.com. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, sitting at a circular table in his Gloucester High School office Friday, Gloucester High School Principal James Cook pored over page after page of statistics. He was reviewing numbers compiled by the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, along with data provided by the Gloucester Public Schools Data Accountability Coordinator. The principal's goal, to find clues that would give a hint as to why 7.5% of the class of 2016 has dropped out of school. The rate, nearly double the 3.8% dropout rate of the class of 2015, was the school's worst since 2008. The principal is quoted as saying, "We're looking at everything, and I don't want to be looking just at numbers." As he and other schools' officials prepare for a March 22 presentation to the school committee, Cook wants to reach out to those students who dropped out over the last 4 years and those struggling to make it to the Newell Stadium graduation podium this June. Cook and other school officials are also assessing how they monitor students at risk and what additional steps they can take to keep these teens in school. While students may leave school for any number of reasons beyond a lack of interest in academics, including health issues, jobs, and family economic needs, there can be telltale signs of increasing risk as students move forward. And, of course, there's more on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.